Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember Nick Berg? He got his head supposedly sawed off in Iraq. Why did he give one of the hijackers his laptop and passcode? Why did he and so many others, including Oklahoma City bombers, train at the same military base, same flight school? How does it all interconnect? Very, very important detailed report coming up that we have posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com with a guest in the next segment. Right now, RB. RB, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm listening on the internet. Big fan. I've watched a lot of your videos. They're conditioning us up here in Canada right now. Ever since the Conservative minority government got elected, Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, new Prime Minister up here, has been instituting rules that are like Bush-like. He wants the media to back off. He's eliminated certain things. He's brought down a top-down approach, the same way Bush did. He's only got a minority government, but he's acting completely like he's good.
Well, he's also a member of the Bilderberg Group, and it's reported that he's going to be attending the meeting on the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Ottawa.
Exactly, and this is the other thing. He's trying to institute a Bush-like approach to everything, and he's only got a minority government. And so, in reality, if there wasn't something up his sleeve, he's endangering his position, his government, his minority government, the way he's acting towards the media and the people, ignoring democratic procedures and stuff like that, almost like he's got something up his sleeve.
He's supposedly conservative, but he's not retracting some of the gun control laws brought in by the, quote, liberals.
Oh, no. In fact, he says he ran on eliminating it, but as soon as he got elected, of course, he said, oh, we can't eliminate it because the rest of the country would be upset, blah, blah, blah. And now they're just going to phase it in more efficiently. Now.
Oh, yes.
And lately we've had two parliamentary sessions where experts have gotten up and said, well, the conditions are set in Canada now for a terrorist attack here in Canada, just like in England in the subway system, from homegrown Al-Qaeda sympathizers. And he says there's many of them. We know where they are. We know who they are. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, I've heard this before.
But they can't bust them, though.
No, of course not.
But they can take all your freedoms, though.
Well, it's just funny, especially with that Qatar thing. This Qatar kid who was used by the CIA when he got round up in Afghanistan, along with his little brother. His little brother, his 15-year-old brother, is still was sent down to Guantanamo. But this guy was 18 or 19 at the time, and he was used by the CIA to infiltrate into Iraq and stuff. They said, well, if you play ball with us, you know, they rounded him up in one of those generic sweeps over in Afghanistan. He was over there with his dad. And they said, if you play ball with us and pretend to be an Al-Qaeda terrorist and go out and make all these statements and tell your mom and dad and your family members that you're a member of Al-Qaeda, and then that gets, broadcast all over at home here. And so it's a psyop. And they're doing it to us up here in Canada now.
I know. They had a bunch of events where they bust supposed Al-Qaeda leaders, and then a month later you'll see it in the BBC. Oh, that was a staged arrest to protect the agent's anonymity. That wasn't a real Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. We'll get to Paul, another call in Canada here later, and Charles and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll have open phones throughout this hour, but we've got a special guest coming up. He's put out a detailed report here, getting into some of the bizarre goings-on in Oklahoma. Terrorist training camps, bizarre CIA operations. It's all coming up after this quick break. Don't forget, we've got our big 9/11 symposium coming up June 24th and 25th. Get your tickets now before they're all gone. They're starting to go really quick. Ray McGovern's going to be there, Professor Stephen Jones, Jim Fetzer, and so many others coming up late next month. We're only, 24 days away from that from this conference kicking off, so get your tickets now. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Colin Vanden Neuenhoff is our guest. He lives up in Oklahoma. He's friends with one of my employees, Kevin Smith. He put out a really detailed report for Cerebellum.tv. He's expanded it for Infowars.com. It's in the guest section on the main page of Infowars.com today. And we've talked a lot about this, but a piece here, a piece there. Why were supposed Oklahoma City bombers trained in Oklahoma with government connections? Brought in by Bush Sr., former Iraqi Republican Guard. This is even in the Washington Times and Washington Post, folks. At the end of the Gulf War. Why were they involved in the bombing? Why did Nick Berg, who supposedly got his head sawed off in Iraq, just a few days after the Associated Press reported the FBI had him in custody and, quote, handed him over to a group that then gave him to Al-Qaeda? You see, this is all hidden in plain view. Why do we have Mr. Berg giving his laptop and laptop codes to one of the supposed hijackers of 9/11? Why were they trained at U.S. bases and flight schools? Well, these are spy training bases, ladies and gentlemen, and you have all these same individuals connected to each other over and over and over again. And Mr. Vanden Neuenhoff has put together a detailed report, and I've read over it. It's all very factual, and we're going to try to break this down for you today. Holland, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you very much.
Just a thumbnail sketch, run through the whole story for us, the highlights, And then we'll go into more detail in each area. But you started noticing all these connections, so you researched it. Break it down for us.
Well, I'm a research assistant for OTR Productions. We're making a documentary on the Oklahoma City bombing. In the course of this, we saw some pretty interesting connections between 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombing. Same characters involved, same ARAP people who enjoy apparent immunity from prosecution took part in both events. And not only that, in examining the records and the documents of hijackers going in and out of Oklahoma, 9/11 hijackers traveling, training in Oklahoma, we found that there was a CIA agent, David Edger, who was in Germany monitoring the Hamburg cell, and then he traveled to Oklahoma where they had their meeting here in Oklahoma City. The same hijackers he was watching in Germany, he was watching here in Oklahoma. And so that led me to believe that Oklahoma, for some reason, well, I can guess at the reason, is being used as some sort of support base for the state-sponsored terror.
Now, we also have a SWAT, and we have Jim Loftus, chief anti-terror expert, retired now with the Justice Department, even going on Fox News. In fact, guys, dig that clip back out for me. I want to play that later. Coming out and talking about a SWAT being MI6 being protected. He's the supposed mastermind of the London bombings, but he's no MI6 being protected. He's in the U.S. In Washington State. The Justice Department and FBI want to bust him there. They're told back off, leave him alone. So over and over again, every time we find one of these terror nests, it turns out to be handled and controlled by Western intelligence.
That's correct, Alex. You're talking about Harwin Oswald. He was... His accomplices were tried for running an al-Qaeda camp in Washington State. Somehow he managed to escape from that net, came to Britain, supposedly masterminded the London bombings. That same modus operandi was used in 9/11, in the Oklahoma City bombing. You see the same standard operating procedure. You see these people with apparent immunity getting away, doing the same thing over and over.
And we've got living together and driving around on buses together. Nick Berg, the young man who wanted to go help people with communications goodies, classic CIA, folks, traveling around in Iraq and then clearly gets his head cut off inside Abu Ghraib, same yellow walls, same white chairs, clearly Westerners dressed up like Arabs, sawing his head off. Forensics experts look at it and say the body was clearly already dead. He'd probably been killed by a sniper or something in combat, and they probably just shot his head off. Well, this will make him look like a patriot. Lord knows what really went on, but we've got Nick Berg admittedly with these guys, too. This is ridiculous.
Nicholas Berg, like you said, his laptop was used to email Zacharias Massawi in Minnesota from Oklahoma to Minnesota, where Massawi had recently moved. According to CNN and Nick Berg's father, the story is that Nick Berg lent his laptop to a complete stranger on a transit bus and gave him his password so this unknown party could email Massawi. Nick Berg was, of course, investigated by the FBI for this, and, of course, he was cleared. But, for one thing, this was in 2001. Nick Berg wasn't even a student at OU then, and buses in Oklahoma, they did not have wireless technology in 2001. They did not. And it's just a complete fabrication of a story, and this story is accepted by the media with no further examination.
That's right. In 2001, wireless might be in your house or in your business, but there were no wireless networks on the roads. No one that I know 5-6 years ago was driving around with wireless laptops.
No one. The technology was rare, if available at all.
There weren't wireless networks on the roads is the point.
Yes, you're correct.
But it's the same people. Look, it's in my film Road to Tyranny. We have the L.A. Times, the Washington Post, all admitting 5,000 Iraqi Republican Guard, 3,000 by Bush, 2,000-plus by Clinton, brought in. They're in terror cells all over the U.S. They were trained in the 80s, brought back in, sheep-dipped. They're on U.S. government payroll. They're in every major city. They are ready to burn and blow up every major U.S. city if the government gives one order. And then there's plausible deniability because if any of them get caught, it's Arabs. We can really see this setup coming from a mile away. And Norman, Oklahoma, and a couple different flight schools and government bases, this seems to be the main nexus point for these operatives. So break down what's in your detailed report.
Well, First of all, I break down all the terrorist activity in Norman, Oklahoma itself, because that has been the focus. That's my hometown. We had Muhammad Atta and Mawlana al-Shehhi training there as a pilot. We had Osama bin Laden's personal pilot actually came there in Norman in 1993 to train at Airman Flight School. The FBI issued a memo about all these ARADs training in Oklahoma called Weapons of Mass Destruction, but nothing was done. Then, of course, Zakir Mousavi came here in 2001 to train. And on OU campus, if you consult my report, the most insidious thing about this is the presence of CIA agent David Edger. He was in charge of the Hamburg cell that monitored Atta, and while Mousavi was talking to this apartment, while he was calling them, Edger was listening in. And what is strange about it was Edger was not just a regular case officer. Prior to that, he had been the deputy director of intelligence for operation of the CIA, which is the covert operations branch of the CIA. It's one of the highest positions in the agency. He took an apparent demotion to watch this little rinky-dink cell in Hamburg, which in his own words, he said he heard nothing about it. He heard nothing of interest in that apartment while he was watching it for 2 years. And then he gets appointed to OU as a CIA officer in residence, not retired. He is the CIA man on campus at OU, University of Oklahoma. And he is present while Atta and Mousavi had their meeting here in Oklahoma. He shepherded Atta from Germany to Oklahoma. We can only assume that he was running the Oklahoma end of things, or he was Atta's handler. I mean, that's just speculation, but that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, he's following these people around. Let's add some more background. We have the dean of the Defense Language School going public saying Bush carried out 9/11, San Jose Mercury News, then he's threatened with arrest. He shuts up. He says, we trained these guys in high-level spy training at the Defense Language School. Then we have them trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal. Then we have two different embassy heads saying they were on terrorist watch lists, but they were ordered to let them, that is Al-Qaeda, Atta and others, back into the U.S. We've interviewed them right here, folks. Let them back into the U.S. because, quote, they're part of an anti-terror training op. We know these guys were on the government payroll. I mean, we have it from every angle you can imagine. Please continue.
Edger was watching Atta in Hamburg. He's watching them in Oklahoma, most probably. But this surveillance did nothing to stop the attacks. We can only assume that Edger's mission, whatever it was successful. And going into Nicholas Berg, I mean, that's not the only terrorist activity that occurred in Oklahoma. One of the plane tickets was purchased at an OU computer terminal for Ziad Jarrah. This despite the fact that Jarrah had been detained in Dubai not too long before this and questioned at the request of the CIA because they knew he was an Al-Qaeda terrorist. He was released. He came to Oklahoma and purchased a ticket, but this raised no red flags. How come he can purchase a ticket in Dubai and be questioned, but he purchased a ticket in the United States, in Oklahoma, and nothing is done about it? And according to the librarian who witnessed the transaction and told the FBI about it, the man who bought this ticket was not an ARAB. He was a white American male. We have affidavits to support that. I mean, he was described as a skinhead type. I mean, something really spooky is going on in Oklahoma, in Norman specifically. And that motel that Mousavi and Atta had their meeting in Oklahoma City was the same motel that, 6 years previously, Tim McVeigh was seen in with Hussein al-Husseini. Agent provocateur.
Exactly. Let's go back. Then we have all these surveillance camera tapes in three separate trials that the government refuses to release, which FBI agents have told the LA Times shows the Hussein individual with McVeigh. Why don't the feds want us to know that there are these Arabs involved? Because these are Arabs we know brought in by the U.S. government in their employ. That's part of the public record. So you start putting this together. I mean, this is incredible.
Yes, Hussein al-Husseini was a former, supposedly, Iraqi Republican Guard member, but there was also a story that he was jailed by Saddam Hussein. If that's true, we probably can guess who he was working for. And he was identified as John Doe number 2. People saw him stepping out of the Ryder truck in front of the murder building after McVeigh left it.
But they won't allow those tapes to be released, but we have FBI agents on record. So we'll continue with more details, more facets of this fascinating story. on the other side. Stay with us.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Calls coming up in the next segment on this whole story. We'll play that little clip, too, of John Loftus on Fox talking about a SWAT being protected and working for MI6, Haroon Aswat. It's the same story, same people, same handlers. Holland, tell us about the head of the university there in Oklahoma. It's not just this David Edger. And then you guys also had folks that sat in on some of his classes where Edger brags about wet work he did. Tell us all about it.
Well, first of all, that's the OU president is David Boren, who you probably know on the national scene. He was a senator from Oklahoma. He was former governor. and he served on the Senate Intelligence Committee as chairman. He had the longest tenure in Senate history as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And
he's also Skull and Bones.
That is correct. He's Skull and Bones. And he was also, he is the one who personally appointed David Edgar to OU in the weeks prior to 9/11 in the summer of 2001. And David Edgar is, David Bourne is a deceptive person. First of all, he is gay. And it's a rumor in Oklahoma, and people know it. Some people don't. But a book came out in 1994 by his former Oxford roommate detailing his homosexuality, which is fine. I don't care about anyone's sexual orientation, but the deceptiveness about it is what irks me. And that's probably why David Bourne chose not to run for re-election in 1994. That was kind of a surprise move for a very powerful man in the Senate. And David Bourne runs a pretty tight ship at OU. There's pretty much a culture of fear among the campus paper and the faculty and so forth. And there's a lot of research by Michael P. Wright and his shenanigans on campus and favoring certain young men. I mean, it's really just a sad story. And I don't want to sound like, I'm trying to spread gossip about the man, but
I don't want to, frankly, I want to stick to the terrorism. But I mean, we've got all this weird stuff going on, is your point.
Yeah, and let me just add one more thing, that according to Al Martin's Conspirators, a book, David Bourne was compromised in 1984 and by the intelligence community because of his proclivity. So, I mean.
Well, that sounds like it's par for the course. So that's why you brought it up.
CIA blackmail schemes against congressmen and so forth, they've been in the paper, I mean, the Washington Post, all that in the 80s.
Sure, I understand. Getting back into just this whole plethora of buzzards circling the area there in Norman, Oklahoma, why do you think they've chosen this as a base of operations for these patsies and decoys?
Well, obviously, it's safe ground to conduct covert operations. The Oklahoma City bombing happened here, and we all know the reams of evidence that proved the government was lying about that. And you know what? They got away with it. The local media in Oklahoma is very tightly controlled. They dropped all their stories investigating Hussein al-Husseini, talking about second and third bombs found in the building. All of those stories were dropped. It's like those reporters on TV never said those things. Like, those words never came out of their mouths. And so the media's in the establishment's pocket. The law enforcement community in Oklahoma is compromised. They cooperated with the cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing. And those individual officers who chose to tell the truth were punished, sent before punishment boards, forced retirements, harassment.
Or murdered.
And Terrence Yakey was murdered in a very bloody manner, and his death served as an example. And I've talked to police officers who are scared because of what happened to Yakey. Very scared. I've had a police officer cry in front of me because of what I revealed had happened to Yakey. This is safe ground. They got away with it in Oklahoma City, and nothing by the law enforcement or media in this state was done. So that's why they continue.
So you talk to officers, and they know what's going on, but they're scared.
They're scared. They know. They know beyond a doubt what happened. Not all of them, but the ones who knew Yakey and knew what he was trying to reveal, what he was trying to talk about. He was the first officer to respond to the bombing.
Yeah, he was cop of the year.
Yes, and he was an outstanding officer in every way. I've talked to his family members. He was an outstanding man in every way, and because of that, he chose to uphold his oath to protect the public. He would not lie. He would not forget what he had seen in that building. And he paid the price for it, unfortunately. And
we're going to go to break here in just a moment, Holland. What are some of the other key points that you make in this essay you've written, which is excellent, that you'd like to relay to the listeners when we get back?
Well, I'd just like to talk about the fact that this Al-Qaeda cell in Oklahoma or in Norman is operating under protection, and it's probably going to be used again in the future, a la the Heinrich suicide bombing, which I believe was a foul-up.
That's right. We've got the young man blowing himself up at a football game. That was kept very quiet. Now, folks, they'll take a jackhammer and make it national news, or a WMD attack. Why do they clamp down on that so fast? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Berg, 9/11 hijackers, Oklahoma City bombers, all in Norman, Oklahoma. CIA high-level agents fluttering around. Former heads of Senate Intelligence Committees, the heads of the university. All of this happening, the same MO over and over again. Here's Mr. Loftus, who we interviewed, and of course he said even more on this show, but here's the Fox News clip where the former Justice Department anti-terrorism chief expert talked about how Haroon Aswat was being protected by key elements of the CIA and MI6 from the FBI and others. Because, again, these entire agencies aren't doing this. It's certain key compartments that are doing it, compartments at the top. Let's roll this little Fox News clip.
Aswat is believed to be the mastermind of all the bombings in London from on the 7/7 and 7/21. This is the guy, we think. This is the guy, and what's really embarrassing is that the entire British police are out chasing him, and one wing of the British government, MI6, or the British Secret Service,
right,
has been hiding him. And this has been a real source of contention between CIA,
hold on, John,
Justice Department in Britain.
MI6 has been hiding him. Are you saying that he has been working for them?
Oh, I'm not saying it. This is what the Muslim sheikh said in an interview in a British newspaper back in 2001.
So he's a double agent, or what?
He's a double agent.
He's working for the Brits to try to give them information about Al-Qaeda, but in reality, he's still an Al-Qaeda operative.
Yeah. The CIA and the Israelis all accused MI6 of letting all these terrorists live in London, not because they were getting Al-Qaeda information, but for appeasement. It was one of those, you leave us alone, we leave you alone kind of things.
Well, we left them alone too long then.
Absolutely. Now, we knew about this guy Aswat. Back in 1999, he came to America. The Justice Department wanted to indict him in Seattle because him and his buddy were trying to set up a terrorist training school in Oregon.
So they indicted the buddy, right? But why didn't they indict him?
Well, it comes out, we've just learned that the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch Aswat.
Hello. Now, hold on. Why?
And that's, well, apparently Aswat was working for British intelligence. Now, Aswat's boss, the one-armed Captain Hook, he gets indicted 2 years later. So the guy above him and below him get indicted, but not Aswat. Now, there's a split of opinion within U.S. intelligence. Some people say that the British intelligence fibbed to us. They told us that Aswat was dead, and that's why the New York group dropped the case. That's not what most of the Justice Department thinks. They think that it was just, again, covering up for this very publicly affiliated guy with Ali Mujarrab. He was a British intelligence plant. So all of a sudden, he disappears. He's in South Africa. We think he's dead. We don't know he's down there. Last month, the South African Secret Service come across the guy.
Yeah, now the CIA says, oh, he's alive. Our CIA says, okay, let's arrest him. But the Brits say no again?
The Brits say no. Now, at this point, 2 weeks ago, the Brits know that the CIA wants to get a hold of Haroon. So what happens? He takes off again. Goes right to London. He isn't arrested when he lands. He isn't arrested when he leaves.
Even though he's on a watch list.
He's on a watch list. The only reason he could get away with that was if he was working for British intelligence.
All right.
He was a wanted man.
All right. So there's the clip from Fox with Mr. Loftus. We're talking to Holland Vanden Neuhoff, and he's our guest. He's, of course, a former Marine and local activist there in Oklahoma City, investigative journalist out there freelancing, getting the truth out. And he's got this big, detailed report, Oklahoma, the Axis of Evil, expanded exclusively for Infowars.com, originally published for Cerebellum.tv. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Holland, I'd like your permission to add a little bit to the headline so people know exactly what it is they're looking at. I'd like to, okay, then I'll add a sub-headline to it, you know, giant government terror training nest in Oklahoma, protecting terrorists. How does that sub-headline sound to you, something like that?
That sounds very appropriate.
We're about to go to some calls, but bottom line, you've been studying this. Everything in your article's checked out from my research. In fact, it's even worse. We've got this whole history of this. We know they're being protected. I've had other police detectives and many others on this show, FBI, lawyers, who've covered this. We know there's 5,000 Iraqis trained in the 80s here, brought back. They were double agents against Saddam, even when he was our ally, brought back in. They're now being used to deal narcotics, weapons, to finance their operations. Every time cops bust them, they're told, the feds tell them, let them go. We know they're in every major city. We know they're in Austin, they're in Dallas, they're in Houston, they're in Oklahoma, they're in L.A., they're in Detroit, they're in New York. The globalists give the order, these people start blowing stuff up. Do you agree with that statement, our government's using and controlling these guys, or do you want to add anything to that? Give us the big picture.
Well, I totally agree, and you know, the fact is, these guys that are being used, they may not even know who they're working for. They may actually believe that they're working for Osama bin Laden or Muslim jihadists or whatever. I mean, that's the principle of intelligence operations, is that the operators, the limited hangout guys that you offer out there as sacrifice, really have no clue as to who their true master is. And because that offers plausible deniability. And it also offers a limited hangout if they should get caught.
Well, David Edger is a super high-level CIA agent involved in covert operations worldwide, very senior in the CIA. Right before 9/11, he shows up clearly as a handler. He's involved there, and then boom, all this happens. I mean, this stinks to high heaven. And again, we have Nick Berg as a satellite of all of this. It just never ends.
Yes, I mean, like David Edger, a colleague of mine went to David Edger's class at OU. He admitted to watching Attentat in Hamburg, Germany.
he admitted to it, but he quickly undercut any questions as to, you know, hear anything interesting. He said he heard nothing of interest.
You're on a cell phone, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
It's cutting out real bad.
I'm sorry.
No, you're back now. Repeat what you said.
Okay. A colleague of mine went to Edgar's class, and he admitted to watching Muhammad Atta in Hamburg, Germany. But he said he had heard nothing of it.
Get it again. Stop right there. We may not be able to continue. Are you in the same spot you were earlier?
No. We'll go back.
No. I mean, are you in the same spot physically with your cell phone?
No, I'm not. We're headed back right now.
All right. Let me do this. Let me try to take a few calls, and we'll see if it gets better in just a moment. Stay right there, Holland. Let's go ahead. These will be all over the map, but that's okay. Paul in Vancouver, Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Alex. Excellent show. I just had a few points to make. The previous caller from Canada is right. We are being pretty much conditioned. The media here, they would never report anything that you report on. You know, Global or CanWest is the biggest media company here. They reach 94% of Canada. Half of the board is Jewish, and they always seem to show that, you know, that extra 10 minutes of what's going on in Israel and Palestine when most people here don't even really care, and they refuse to report on anything big. I just had a few other points. In Vancouver, I'm telling you, the New World Order is coming. The North American Union is coming. You know, a few months ago, I saw a military van with a United States military plate on it, speeding in the HOV lane with only one occupant. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what the hell's going on here? What's this guy doing here?
Well, sir, they've signed agreements. You have U.S. state police from even Texas up in Canada running, quote, checkpoints to, quote, teach your police how to operate. Now American cops are sent around our hemisphere to train people on how to set up a police state. That's how pathetic we are. It's been in your papers that the American Union is forming, the CFR documents being implemented. That's what this legalization of all these illegals Bush is pushing is all about. Anything else?
Well, last year I was disgusted. The Drug Enforcement Agency came up here into Vancouver and basically shoved their way in and busted somebody for a questionable crime. I wouldn't even call it a crime, selling seeds of marijuana. You know, there's a debate in itself. And also, I just had a question for you. How long before they start to try and chip us? Because I figure there's between 5 and 10 years left before.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Everybody's always freaking out over the chips, and I've been talking about it long before most people were. They're going to make prisoners do it, old people, when you go in the hospital. They're going to start phasing it in, and really that comes after the big terror attack, three or four more big terror attacks. Because after every terror attack, they take more freedom, then the next attack's bigger, then they take more freedom, then the next attack's bigger, they take even more freedom, then they got to condition you to, that's always the answer, give up your freedom. But no, there really is a governmental, institutional move to push implantable, trackable RFID chips. But it doesn't matter. Your cell phone already tracks you. RFID and products already tracks you. We're on the verge in Texas of having RFID tracker chips and all of our inspection stickers to tax us and track us and trace us. So all of that's going in. It's already here, sir. That's when it's going to start. It's already here. And the media kind of uses the microchipping us physically in our flesh as the extreme to make all the other bad stuff they do not look as bad. Going back to our guest, Holland Vanden Neuenhoff, sir, are you in a better cell position now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. What do you think about all, you know, just the general police state that's going into the U.S. right now, but nothing being done with our borders except more smoke and mirrors?
Well, I mean, just watching the 9/11 hijackers, their movement through Oklahoma into the United States, while they were known al-Qaeda terrorists, most of these hijackers, I mean, at least Muhammad Atta had been identified by Abel Danger as an al-Qaeda cell leader. The other hijackers, one hijacker, Nawaf al-Hamzi, got a speeding ticket in Oklahoma, despite the fact that he had been known as an al-Qaeda terrorist since January of 2000. Allowed to enter this country. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They want to restrict our civil liberties and punish the citizenry for their apparent foul-ups while we have al-Qaeda terrorists flitting in and out of the country at will, getting issued visas despite terrorist connections. It's just the dichotomy is maddening.
But they call the embassy head up and say, we don't care if he's red flagged. He works for us. You see, we've got it from every angle that they work for the U.S. government, and knowingly, folks. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Ms. Jones. I want to report that ABC lost broadcasters got hit in Baghdad. Two died.
Yeah, two of them died. Others got wounded, yes. That was yesterday.
Yes. How do you think they feel about that? Do they feel affected by that, or does it matter to them? You know, CBS, I mean, they lied to us anyway. Should we care about it? Because they're
getting... Well, I'll say this. The official U.S.-Israeli plan was to go into Iraq, break it down into three to four sections, have civil war. So when you hear we're failing, no, they mean our troops to die. They mean it to be a quagmire while they build the bases to then ratchet up the next level into Iran. And so that's why generals were always getting replaced every 3-4 months, because they'd try to actually fix things, and they'd say, no, you're fired. We could have gone in there, got the lights on, got a government in, and none of this would have happened. But our government has been caught, along with the Israelis and the British, bombing mosques, stirring stuff up. And then once they stirred it up, now it's really falling apart on its own. Our troops can't leave the green zone. It is all by design. In fact, you're a former Marine. Holland, you want to comment on this?
It's just a sad situation. I mean, I feel for my comrades in arms, you know, and it's really... You know, it was just Memorial Day yesterday. When you're in the military, you really do not have a mind of your own. You're conditioned to kill and to survive in a hostile environment, and feelings of you know, distrust of authority and reason and sympathy, empathy with your fellow human being, and actually with the enemy, are just not allowed in that survival mechanism, especially in a war zone. And these troops coming back, I've talked to some of them, and they're confused about what's going on over there, but they're still gung-ho because they cannot admit that their sacrifice was in vain, that they were tools, that their buddies died, you know, for a bunch of rich white guys who got out of Vietnam when they had their chance. You know, they just will not, psychologically, they cannot admit that our soldiers are dying in vain over
there. But the official U.S. government battle plan said Balkanization strategy, break the place up. We want civil war. That, again, people think Bush is failing and has done a miserable job. He has executed the entire operation. He's getting rid of our borders. He's got us in a quagmire. He's doing everything he was supposed to do.
I agree. I mean, it's just, you know, the only logical reason for the tremendous incompetence on the part of the military in Iraq is the fact that they are allowing this to happen. There is no reason in the world... The stupendous mistakes that Rumsfeld has supposedly made, that generals are criticizing him for. Rumsfeld's not a dumb man. He didn't get to where he is by being dumb. I mean, the things that have ratcheted up the civil war in Iraq have been classical, obvious mistakes that no one should have made, that every general advised against. Yet, Rumsfeld made the military do these certain things, disband the army. You know, I mean, just do things that would guarantee a civil war.
And by the way, they know in the handbook 101 that you don't just go into the farming belts and bulldoze every date palm, every tangerine orchard to, quote, teach the people a lesson. Everything they did was textbook to make people revolt.
Exactly. I mean, it's really a sad situation. I didn't realize that until recently. I was actually kind of, you know, enlightened by the fact that our plans were not working in Iraq, but then I realized this is the plan. This is what they want.
Well, sir, we have an 83 Israeli document, we have a 99 Pentagon document, and we have a British document from 2002. The plan is 3-4 parts. Now, if you listen to NPR or watch PBS, they'll go, we've got a new plan. We'll break it in 3-4 parts. We're going to do the same thing. Oh, this guy wrote a document about it. Hey, this will work. And so it was the plan all along. Charles, anything else?
Yes, sir. When do you think they'll get these churches? I've been calling the churches, asking them if Homeland Defense has got in touch with them in a way. They're telling me no, but I don't believe them. But when do you think they're going to confiscate these guns?
Well, it's FEMA. It's FEMA, 13,000-plus counties confirmed. That's official. Brainwashing the pastors to tell their practitioners that when the emergency comes, obey the government, turn in your guns, go to the emergency center, quarantine yourself. It'll come probably not after the next attack. They'll have another beta test, only take guns in a certain area. Then down the road, you see, each event gets bigger. Each event is a laboratory in and of itself. And so that's when that'll happen, Charles. Thanks,
Mr.
for the...
Jones, do you
yes.
think that the American people, do you think they'll try to, they'll turn them in, or they're going to give them up?
Yeah, I think most people will turn their guns in.
I think about
10% will refuse, to the point of troops coming to their door, and I think about half of those will shoot back. And 5% of 100+ million gun owners is over 5 million, and these armies will be completely wiped out. What do you think, Holland?
Actually, I totally agree. We can see in fourth-generation warfare, which is what guerrilla warfare is evolving into, that stateless forces have been a tremendous advantage over the slow-moving forces of an oppressive state. And if that would happen, I kind of feel sorry for the people who would take the guns. I think it's going to be a slaughter. Hopefully it never comes to that, though.
Well, that's why they got to do it in slow motion. I mean, everybody always goes, look at the military. They're so big, they'll trump us. Folks, if 5 million of you had the will, nothing could stop us. You understand? We could take this country in 12 hours. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If the government tried a mass takeover, total gun confiscation, and called it that, it won't work. They'll call it new security parameters. ID cards will have 5 different levels of identification for citizens. You'll have the trusted citizens and the untrusted citizens in that gamut. And I keep calling it practitioners. It's parishioners. I know that. Sometimes I get a word in my head and use the wrong one. A practitioner is like he practices medicine, or he practices something else, but it's parishioners that the pastors are off brainwashing right now. But there is a stated plan. The military has been trained. FEMA has stated plans. It's PDD 25. I've interviewed emergency managers that have been briefed. I have some of the documents to take our guns. That's part of the record now. You saw New Orleans. This is what the military does. They beta test. They take real-life operations, and they call that a warfare laboratory. And that's what happened in New Orleans. And they will do that nationwide. They want your guns. If they believe me, guns are the only thing holding back total tyranny in this country. They take all your pension funds right now, folks, but they can't because they know there'll be war in the streets. Very, very serious. Ron in Oklahoma, you're on the air with our guest Holland. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex, it's becoming fairly common knowledge here in Oklahoma City that the FBI and the ATF blew up the Murrow Building because of the mess they made at Waco. ATF was in the process of being disbanded. They had already started to draw down the office here in the city approximately a year before the bombing.
Well, you say FBI, BATF, they were certainly involved, but no, they had Arabs that were CIA that did it.
Well, I'm not saying that they personally did it hands-on, but I know the bombing survivors, a group of the bombing survivors.
Oh, believe me, sir, I've made two films about it. We've
hired attorneys to try to sue the government. But at the last minute, the attorneys always back out. So the information is circulating here. Apparently someone is harassing their attorneys.
So how many Oklahomans, let me ask Holland that, and let me ask you that respectively, Ron. What percentage of Oklahomans that you talk to know Oklahoma's a cover-up, Holland?
What percentage? Well, it depends on how old they are. I mean, the young kids, the 18-year-old college kids, I mean, they were 8 years. Bombing happened, but people who were in Oklahoma City who were adults, I would say 80% know at least something was fishy about it. They may not go all the way. Most of them won't because they cannot deal with that fact psychologically. But I would say 80% of the people in Oklahoma City know that something was fishy with that. I mean, the vast majority of people, even just bring it up in conversation, they know that someone is lying. They know they have a suspicion that John Doe number two was involved, that he wasn't some fictitious Where's Waldo character.
Ron, give us your take.
Alex, the attitude is shifting dramatically. At first, everybody said I was a lunatic because I said there was something wrong with the bombing. I called it the Reichstag bombing. We were constantly bombarded by propaganda 24 hours a day. They never shut up. Reminded me of Joseph Goebbels. I knew there was something wrong, along with the other things that I saw. Everybody said I was crazy. Oh, no, no. The FBI did a thorough investigation. But now the mood is shifting, and people are becoming more aware, even though our media in here is so controlled, Alex, we don't hear anything.
I know. Oklahoma's bad.
It's terrible. I mean, it is a black hole. And anyone who speaks out is harassed. You know, I told you that.
Well, it's like Arkansas. You've got these old backwater states, beautiful states. I love Oklahoma, great people. I love Arkansas. But you've got good old boy Boss Hogs that fit into the network quite nicely. Holland, I want to thank you for joining us. Folks can read your detailed article at Infowars.com. And Ron, I want to thank you for the call. Holland, we'll be talking to you again in the future. And anything else you put together, please send it to us.
Outstanding. I look forward to it, Alex.
Thank you. You've done a really good job here. You've knocked a long home run here out of the park. All right, we'll come right back and take more calls and then have another guest coming up.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.